The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. It's a long road. It's a long road. It's a long road. That song sucks.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. I'm Brian Roberts, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's 4 a.m. once again, and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host, as always, Tony. Joining me today is...
Your worst nightmare 3 movies from now.
Look how the second I hit record, Brian goes immediately for the yep.
Oh, he waits for it.
He wanted to make sure got on mic.
Noise now.
Franklin Rappers is in full effect.
Brian.
Well, now that introductions are mostly out of the way, let's get to our special guest, Becca.
Hi.
Hi, Becca.
Hello, everyone. Hey. Hello.
Becca is part of the band that made our theme music.
Yay.
Yeah. Except I'm not in that version.
You conduct, oh, word? You conducted us.
I was, are you lying to me, Joe? I thought the whole time that Becca was in that version.
Do you hear a piano in that song?
But I thought I heard like a xylophone. I mean a harp or some shit. Oh no, I thought I heard Becca Schmidt.
Ooh.
There is another version that we didn't go with that has Becca playing the piano.
Can you do an all piano version of the song?
I will try.
That I can play over tender moments.
Yes, I will try.
Story time with Rob. Somewhere.
I will work on this.
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
You need to play the harp for Rob stories.
I did. There is a story time with Joe, a story time with Brian. There's story time for Rob and for Tony. There is a story time for insert name here for each of you.
Well, we didn't get enough of a fan feedback for story time with Rob, so the segment was dropped.
I have a knuckle sandwich.
Canceled forever. Rob will never get to talk again.
Tony could only hope.
Yeah. We need 13 emails by the end of this episode, or I will die.
You are dead.
We would need 13 fans first.
We got 13 fans.
Well, we are good at dirges.
William, all my hope is in you. All right, so I think we talk about movies on this podcast, if I remember.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So speaking of today's movie, he never fought a battle he couldn't win. It's one war against one man. Or my favorite tagline, he just wanted something to eat.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the tagline for the podcast.
Yeah.
We did First Blood from 1982, rated R.
Or Rambo First Blood Part 1.
Rambo or... : First Blood Part 1, The Beginning, The Awakening.
Let's... Do we really want to get into this?
Yeah, so J.K. Rowling wrote the Rambo series and always intended for the first movie to be a series of six parts. Somebody,
he's not sure where he's
somebody going. Somebody needs to rescue me.
You put that one out there. You deal with the consequences of it.
I'm just ensuring we don't get those 13 emails.
I just wanted something to eat.
Yeah.
All right, so this was directed by Ted Kotcheff. I think is how you say it.
Sounds like a noise you make when you sneeze.
It does. Who has made a bunch of movies that I'm guessing most of the people here have never seen, like Life at the Top, Wake and Fright, Fun with Dick and Jane, Too Many Chefs.
Wait, the remake of Fun with Dick and Jane?
No, the original.
Oh.
Or an older version, at least. Not the Jim Carrey one. Switching Channels, but one we'll all recognize... Weekend at Bernie's.
Hashtag change the channel. Weekend at Bernie's. Wow.
Yes.
That's clearly a cinematic master.
You can see the similarities in the two films.
Yeah. His movie career seems to drop off quite a bit after that one. So I think we know why.
He had his mega money millions from Weekend at Bernie's. He didn't need to make any more films.
Made like 5 of those, didn't they?
No, I think just 2.
Like 2 in theaters and like remakes on...
They're remaking 2001 A Space Odyssey. What?
Really?
Why?
What are we even doing anymore?
I mean, is it because it's after 2001?
Still, why?
It's still called 2001.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's dumb.
Anyway, so First Blood. What is your history with this movie, Brian?
I saw not this entire movie a lot as a kid. Because we'd be on like TBS or like TNT, you know, those stations. And I would never catch the beginning. And I would never catch the end. Like something always happened and I had to like go away before it ended. I finally did see the whole thing like when I was like a teenager or whatever. And I was like, oh, the end's way different than I thought it would. But yeah.
Uncontrollably.
But yeah, this one was my least favorite of them. Cause like, well, I'll get into that later. But yeah, like I saw it a lot.
All right. Rob. I probably saw this when I was younger. Like, I don't really have any memories of it. I enjoyed the big wheel of the theme franchise of Rambo. But I don't remember this movie. I remember many of the sequels, but this movie I don't really remember. I remember watching it a couple of years ago on Netflix, and that was pretty much the first memory I have of watching.
All right, Joe.
Same here. I was raised on a very healthy dose of Rambo 2 and 3 growing up. I saw those movies more times than I can count.
Right.
But this one I never caught for some reason. Like, they don't play it anywhere near as often, and I'm kind of sad about that.
It's just not stupid enough.
Yeah, I guess so. So I didn't really like the whole thing with the naming of this franchise. Always threw me off, where I assumed there was another Rambo movie, but I know where it fit into everything, and I just never came across it till probably like 2 or 3 years ago when I too saw it on Netflix.
That could also throw you off quite a bit when you're like, I've watched Rambo 2, I've watched Rambo 3, but I can't find Rambo 1.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist technically. Yeah, I know I've seen this maybe once or twice when I was younger, but don't remember it that terribly well until maybe my teens or so when I've seen it again at some point in there. But Becca.
My history with Rambo in general exists solely within the realm of UHF.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm,
it.
That's good. Good.
That's pretty much all you need, though.
Yeah, it sums up Rambo 2 and 3 perfectly.
The entire franchise.
So I saw this movie for the first time last night.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. I might have also seen UHF before I saw any of the Rambo movies.
I'm pretty sure I did. Like, yeah. I was 2 years old, 82, so yeah. I didn't see this until like years later.
Yep.
Yeah. You know.
Same here.
I know I saw 2 before UHF.
Okay.
I think I saw 2 before I saw this one.
Because I remember getting a big kick at UHF when he was parodying that.
All right, so a brief history on this movie itself. Al Pacino was considered for the lead role, but he wanted Rambo to be more of a madman, so they were like, nope, we're not doing that.
Wait, what? Did they not see Dog Day Afternoon?
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could see with that is that, like, maybe Al Pacino isn't as, like, believable as like top physical shape, you know, like army what? Gorilla.
No. Al Pacino wanted Rambo to be crazier.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Oh. They wanted him to be more human.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That makes a little more sense.
They wanted you to like him in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other possible casting was going to be at one point they had Kris Kristofferson as Rambo, Gene Hackman as the sheriff, and Lee Marvin as the colonel. That would have been a totally different take on all of that, I think.
At any point does Rambo throw anybody a pair of sunglasses really shittily?
He would have had to.
They didn't have CGI back then, so I don't know how that was going to work.
Just a string.
Yes. Just on a little zip line.
Yeah. Other possibilities for Rambo were Jeff Bridges, Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, Paul Newman, Nick Nolte, and John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were just shotgun fire on that one.
Did you ever see any of the pictures of Travolta when he was jacked?
Yeah.
Was there a time?
He was like bodybuilder. Like, it's literally, it looks like you just cut his head out with Photoshop and put it on Stallone's body.
Really?
Like, it does. Yeah, it looks so weird. But yeah. he was only jacked for a very short time.
Yeah, what was... was Staying Alive, I think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, why he got that muscular. But yeah, in an interview, he was like, wow. Yeah, that's way too much work. I couldn't keep my body like that.
All right.
I just wanted to go to the gym, you know.
Yeah.
Meet people.
Also, the piece of rotten canvas that Rambo finds and wears throughout most of this movie was actually just rotten canvas they found in the woods. So they only had the one piece. So they had to make it work for as long as humanly possible.
So,
and Stallone got so attached that he kept it and may still have it to this day.
I love it. It's covered with the seed of many bums.
Wow.
I love all the memories I made from this and the lice. Also, during the jailbreak scene, one of the actors, the one named Alf, by the way, that was wearing the cowboy hat, when he elbows him in the face.
Yeah, he straight up hit him in the nose.
Yeah, right? He actually broke his nose. Yeah. That's why the rest of the movie, he's got that bandage over his nose. That wasn't a prop. He just actually broke his nose.
Yeah, when that happens, I was like, oh, like that was so brutal.
And I wonder, like, they took that extra minute to have him, like, squealing on the ground. Yeah. It's like, because that was probably just happening. And they were like, keep rolling. Just keep rolling. It's
perfect. He's really selling this.
Also, the first cut of this movie was apparently 3 hours or so long.
Well, wow. Boring as fuck.
Wow. Yeah. And Stallone absolutely hated it to the point where he wanted to buy all the copies and, like, destroy it. Hmm. But he was talked down from that and instead said, how about instead you cut me out of most of this and let other people tell the story? Which not only worked well for this movie, but brought this movie down to, like, half its time. For like 90 minutes, which set a precedence for future action movies being much shorter and quicker and to the point. Well, yeah. Till modern day.
They even cut out the part where Itchy gets that sex machine.
Yeah. And somebody pours a drink in Stallone's head.
And that weird Bubba Fett cartoon for no reason.
Well, this is a weird-ass tangent. And finally...
I don't get those references.
You will.
Star Wars Christmas Special.
Oh, okay. I literally have blocked that movie out of my
head. Well, smart move. Smart most move. Of it.
Hey, guys. $20. We'll get you a sponsor.
Stop.
Episode.
Stop. Nope. Don't. Don't do it.
It could, but it shouldn't.
And finally, a truck storing 50-some-odd firearms was stolen from the set.
Yay.
So that's a legacy they got to live with. Does anyone want to guess at how much money this movie cost to make?
$15 million.
82, $20 million.
10.
13.5.
Actually, Rob hit it right on the head with 15.
Yeah.
Want to guess how much it made?
45.
This one was a huge hit.
26.
40.
46 million.
125.
Whoa.
Okay. Grab baskets. Yeah, that is a huge return.
Right. That sure is. All right. And where'd that money go, Joe? Who's in this thing?
Well, most of it went to just blowing up a gas station.
Yeah.
But you got this guy, Sylvester Stallone. Welcome back to the podcast.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Stallone voice.
Then
wait till we do Demolition Man.
Yeah. I always forget about Stallone voice. You know? Turn the hat back over, I become a machine.
Bring me something to drink. Or just Dread.
Yeah. Three seashells.
Then we got Richard Crenna also returning to the podcast as Colonel Troutman. And Brian Dennehy as Sheriff Teasel. And
he's not been on yet, has he?
Sheriff.
I don't think
Jimmy
Brian...
the Weasel Teasel.
Mm. And then also returning to the podcast, David Caruso as Mitch.
What else was he in that we did?
Hudson Hawk.
Oh, yeah, that's
he
right.
He played Kit Kat.
Yeah, he was the silent one.
That's right.
Wow.
Dude, it's a fun movie, Becca,
oh,
isn't it?
It's so good.
It's a fun movie.
We should have had singing, you on though. That episode. You
I went into it
up.
Expecting a lot more singing, but anyway. Yeah. We're not here for them.
Yeah.
Rambo.
I caught that ding. She'll never hear it, but I caught that ding.
Oh, she'll hear it. I'm still salty about that.
Long story, Becca, long story.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get into this movie, shall we?
Do you want to watch Sylvester Stallone walking?
I'll go get a drink.
I sure do, Joe.
You ever wanted to know what The Hobbit would be like if it starred just me? Okay. At what point do I turn into the Hulk?
So we see a very young Sylvester Stallone. I was like, wow, this is a fresh-faced Sly Stallone. Because he always kind of looked like sort of Ric Flair old. You know how Ric Flair... Ric Flair looked old even when he was young. Yeah. Like, his skin was always just kind of leather. And Stallone's kind of like that to me, too. Like, I'm like, this guy, even when he was like 20, he looked like late 30s-ish.
Sly, why the long face?
Yeah, I think something about that many muscles makes you look a little older, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I killed him.
I mean, this was before he got, like, super roided out, but still, like, yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, he goes to some sweet-ass lake house to find his buddy Delmar. That doesn't go so well.
No. Nope. Harasses some woman for a while till she tells him he's dead.
Yeah. It is not her. I mean,
he was nice.
He was super nice.
Man. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm just like, am I not going to be able to make fun of this movie? This is going to be like a... Yeah,
I almost stopped it, like right around this point to just be like, oh, this is going to be a heavy one, isn't it?
Yes.
And it gets there, but...
Yeah, it's like, here's some drama for you.
Sylvester Stallone, Brian Dennehy, and introducing post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah,
it's basically, he was in Vietnam, and he's been trying to find all his buddies from, well, who was left his buddies.
The two that there. Survived. Yeah.
And he's come to find out one of them is dead already. Like,
cool. Spoiler alert, he does not like SpaghettiOs.
And the podcast has ground to a halt.
The point is, he is the last one.
Yeah. Also, he walked like forever. He walked like a Lord of the Rings distance to get here. And then it's like, oh, that sucks. I guess we're going to go home. But his stomach's getting a little rumbly, so he needs to find some food.
So that's where it all goes wrong.
Like, as per usual,
he finds Rabbit's honey tree.
This entire movie wouldn't have happened if, like, there were cell phones involved. Yeah. Or, like, the internet. Could have been like, oh, he died? Oh.
Or human decency.
Human decency, yeah. Yeah. So you see the sheriff. You know, Sheriff Teasel comes out. And you're like, for a second, you're like, this guy looks cool. He's nice. You know, he's the sheriff. And then some guy's like, hey, Sheriff. And he's like, hey, did you take a bath this week? Like, all right, I don't like this dude now.
Whoa. Let's also not forget, we start this movie off with a nice belch. He just comes out of the office and just like, burp, all right.
Yeah, but it's
tuck that in.
It's good, because after like the whole PTSD thing, you're like, oh, okay. Let me write some notes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sheriff's like, you know, I haven't been an asshole yet today. That much.
Let's get this ball rolling.
I haven't hit my quota yet, so let me...
I've only mildly offended some people that I know personally, so let's pick on a stranger.
Yeah, so there's a guy. He's walking. That's it.
He was on the wrong side of the road.
He was on the wrong side of the road.
I suppose so.
They were trying to say that he looked like a...
A vagrant.
Vagrant, but he looked... He didn't look that dirty.
But he had a flag on his jacket.
Yeah, he did. He did. Like, that'll get you in trouble.
On all the cops' jackets. Why would that get you? That's a different thing altogether.
I don't understand that. So were they implying that because people would identify him as a Vietnam vet?
I believe so.
That's, I'm guessing, what we're talking about.
But just honestly, one of the things to pick out. Like, it was the flag. Like, you have one on your jacket. Even,
like, back in...
Especially since it says U.S. Army on the other side.
Even back in 82, we're 7 years removed from the Vietnam War, at least. Yeah. And, like, someone would pick him up and be like, hey, you know, it's a veteran. Let me help this dude.
Right. Maybe, maybe not. The cop's like,
I'll help this dude. I'll take him all the way through the town. And he's like, yeah, I just need something to eat. Sheriff's like, yeah, there's something to eat 30 miles up the road.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm like, you're an asshole. And then he said that about your dick.
That is a day's march right there.
It's like, could I just have at least some of your Fritos you got here?
What about that place? What about that place we just passed? Or that one?
We got two separate things of fries, and they're both large. You're just sitting here in front of me. Can I just have a fry? Yeah.
We just passed like five Waffle Houses. Can't we stop in one of them?
Well, let's stop for donuts. I'll buy.
Yeah. I found a Whopper between your seat cushions. It was still wrapped. Can I just have that?
There's some fries under the seat. Can I have the stray fries? They're a little dusty, but I'll just clean that off.
Nope.
I was trained to eat things that you would...
They'd make a goat puke.
Make a goat puke, yeah.
But yeah.
Which, in fairness, is like a Burger King Whopper.
Yes. Especially a cold one. But we also, the sheriff makes the mistake a lot of people do, which, not to say this is what you should do, but like, if you're trying to ditch a dog, you need to go further than like just down the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go a county over.
Why are you ditching dogs?
I'm not ditching dogs.
He's not trying to justify it. He's just saying if you're going to do it.
Here's what I learned.
Do
if
it right.
If you want to kick a dog, you got to make sure nobody's looking. And you just kick the shit.
Let's not go into that. But I mean, I've recently actually, I've had the situation where someone was trying to get rid themselves of a mouse, and they wanted to just drive it down the street and let it go. And I was like, no, you got to go further than that, because they'll track it back. They're smart. They'll find a way.
They said, okay, and just flush it down the toilet.
No, well, I hope not. But the point is, you can't just go over a bridge and be like, there's Stallone, go check on the tire, and then just, you know, hit the gas.
We'll be free. We don't want you here. No,
you know what you do? You take them to your weird whatever the hell it was. I wrote down a note. I can't, like, family restaurant Hooters Carnival that they were eating at.
Uh-huh.
You take them there. Mm-hmm. You get them a meal, and you drive them to the next town over and say, yeah, all right, have a good one. Get them a meal, yeah, you buy them a drink and a lap dance, yeah, and then just make them turn around five times, yeah, and kick them out minimum, the car.
Like, just take them to, like, there's a store 2-4 over here. You can get some stuff, and then I'm driving you out of here.
No, yeah, no, we'll grab that reference, because that's a New England thing only, right?
Oh, probably. I don't know. There's a
store 2-4.
There's a quick stop. There's a whatever.
Wawa.
A Wawa.
Store 2-4 is.
Wawa.
We have listeners from across the country, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're national listeners.
All right. Hey, take them to Carl's Jr.
There you go.
Or Wegmans.
What? Wetzel's.
Yeah. Get them a Punisher t-shirt.
Any of the five Wawa houses we just drove past. Because honestly, like John Rambo's the kind of person I want to go to Waffle House with. He's right. Got your back.
We saw that Dairy Queen, all right?
Yeah.
You may survive your trip to the Waffle House.
Take him to the Whole Foods Fresh Market, or if you're on a budget, a Trader Joe's.
Okay, the sheriff drove the entire Whole Foods staff out of the town.
He left them right at the ring. Unwanted.
We don't have to hair. None of you will cut your hair. Get out.
Two earrings in the same ear?
That's asking for trouble.
And on a man? Oh, hell no.
And then the other guy, Galt, just like flew by in the helicopter. Fire the rifle. He didn't even wait.
Yeah, so the sheriff isn't the worst one.
No.
the worst guy.
We haven't even gotten a one-eyed Willie yet.
All right. And this sounds trivial as hell because it is trivial as hell, but this is literally what a whole war starts over.
Yep.
Yeah, because he crossed back over this bridge. He's now being arrested for vagrancy.
Mm-hmm.
Resisting arrest and concealed weapon.
And resisting arrest was like the dude grabbed his wrist and Rambo moved.
Yeah.
That's resisting arrest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And carrying a concealed weapon.
Yes.
Because even, you know, this early on in the franchise, he still has the badass knife.
Well, you got it.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
So I've been like looking up knife laws and stuff like that. Like, you can't have a concealed knife, right? But if you had it open...
Mm-hmm.
Like, just on you open,
yeah,
totally fine. A sword, totally fine in most states.
A katana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In most states, totally fine. As long as it's not being concealed or not in a staff. A cane. Totally legal. Yeah. Totally fine.
Yeah. Katana on a subway?
Yeah, literally.
With a completely fake-ass made-up name that you gave yourself? Totally fine.
As long as it's not, quote-unquote, concealed, it is not illegal.
So it's totally fine. I'm like, whoa, holy shit.
So he should have taken a page out of Crocodile Dundee's handbook and just wore it on his hip.
Yeah, head out and open. It would be fine.
Mm-hmm. He gave the sheriff the little shock-a-bra hand.
Just wear it.
He just does that. The sheriff falls asleep in the middle of the room. And he keeps walking.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Dennehy's about the size of that buffalo.
Pretty much.
All right, so he gets arrested. And it's like he's still like, the sheriff's an asshole, but like he hasn't like assaulted him yet.
Yeah.
And that stuff. He's just like, come to the station with me. You're under arrest. We'll see you put you in front of the judge on Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah, he just basically is one of those sheriffs that like to swing his dick around.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, the sheriff is very, very protective of his community, and he sees this guy as like the first step to like a wave of hippies in his community that he does not want. That does not justify his actions in any way.
You let one in, they start breeding. Before you know it, they're everywhere.
Oh no, there's like 50 Sylvester Stallones in my town.
that would be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
What state is this again?
I believe it's supposed to be Hope, Washington.
Washington, okay.
Which Hope, Washington is not a real place, but Washington is.
How close is that to Forks?
Yeah. Oh my God. When they went running to the woods, they ran into Rambo and he just stabbed him.
I killed a bunch of sparkly kids.
I want to see a remake of this scene where it's in Oregon. And like, so like the sheriff's on like a unicycle.
He's like, oh, you're hungry, bro? Come on. I'll make you a sandwich. You like kale?
And Rambo goes on a rampage because he can't find meat.
Just him beating up hippies for an hour and a half.
Yeah, instead of being mad because he didn't get dinner, he got mad because he didn't get the dinner he wanted.
Yeah.
Finally, a burger. What? Soy!
It's just like a Ron Swanson style freak out.
There's a movie for you.
Yeah. Anyways.
So instead of like, he's still making those spikes, but he's lathing them.
Yeah. So what are we even doing? Okay, so now the sheriff takes him back to the police station.
Yeah, and they try and put him through processing, but he basically, yeah, like, he does that thing, like, I'm going to go limp. Like, you just got to drag me through the process. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. And he starts getting some flashbacks.
Yeah, when he sees the bars, suddenly he's remembering that time the Vietnamese dumped poop on him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a deeper movie here. I forgot about that.
I just go back and start crossing out all the jokes I wrote before. I'm like, oh, man.
And David Caruso, he's like, hey, guys, you ever think, you know, we should try this human decency thing?
Yeah. Well, and when David Caruso is the voice of reason,
yeah,
this is not going to end well. Like,
guys, no. Ginger is trying to take a stand here. Figure it out.
He's got more of a soul. Come on. Yeah.
Now, this guy, Galt. He's a motherfucker. People. Galt's just like, you're filth. I have a deep voice and I'm going to smash your face in.
Well, it's amazing how like quickly he goes from like a human to just like gross monster. Because yeah, he starts out, he's just like, you know, what's your name? Hey, what's your name? Like, oh, you want to tell me your name? Maybe I'll hit you with a stick.
Yeah.
I'm going to just start hitting you with a stick. Maybe I'll just shoot you in the face. Like, whoa, slow down, buddy. What happened here? But yeah, they're trying to figure out who he is. He won't give him any info.
They use dog tags.
Yeah, yeah. They spray him down to clean him up.
Well, yeah, they won't. The sheriff basically comes back and he's like, look, you're going to before the judge tomorrow. We have to clean you up beforehand for no reason. Just because we want to spray you with a hose.
Right.
And like when I saw how cut he was after he took his shirt off, I'd be like, you know what? Don't want to be here anymore. I think I'm going to go on a 15-minute break now.
Now, do you mean, yeah, no, cut yeah, ripped, or are you referring to all the scars?
Both. Okay. Both. Yeah. So, like, David Caruso smartly was just like, you know what? Not going to be here anymore. You have fun hosing them yourself.
This was probably before the time, so that's their excuse, but like, yeah, once you start seeing that, it's like, oh, maybe he's not talking because he needs some help. Let's bring in a specialist. This is gonna be a problem.
Mm-hmm. They were still saying man up back then.
Well, yes. Well, like I said, it's before the time, but it's like, obviously this guy's not well. But yeah, they try and give him a quick little shave to look all nice and fresh for the judge, and that's it.
So like, it's not like a quick shave. You gotta explain it better. Like, so he didn't want to get a shave, so the Galt was it?
Oh, also, I should point out before this, Galt just beat the fuck out of him in his cell.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason. Yeah. Just because he didn't want to cooperate.
I think he was just like, you have more scars on the front than on the back. Let's fix that.
Yeah.
So to shave this guy, Galt goes behind him with a club, puts a club around his throat and pulls him back, right? So now he's squirming. The point of old school straight razor.
Yeah.
In front of his face, like, and Galt goes, no soap, do it dry.
Yeah. And he wasn't talking about the shave.
Rambo, yeah. And Rambo is clearly not here. Like, he's got the full 1,000-yard stare. He's somewhere else.
He's getting some kind of flashback from being crucified or something. I'm not even sure.
When they cut off his porn stash.
Yeah.
He's seeing himself being cut in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Being tortured and cut up. And like, it's he snaps. It's a wrap now.
And this is friggin' brutal.
But he does not kill any of them.
Nope.
He beats the living shit out of them.
A few of them aren't having children ever again, probably.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is a beating that, like, Daredevil would be proud of. Like, he kicks the shit out of these guys. And he's very fond of the wait for you to open a door and then just explode on you.
It's amazing how often that works, too. Mm-hmm. Like, there was that one door that, like, has to be, like, a code or some kind of button to release it. And the guy's just like, oh, what's this noise down here? Like, if you didn't open that door, this movie would be over.
Mm-hmm.
But
a few guys go through windows. And that last guy's just like, hey, I got some donuts.
Hey, I'm going to break your nose. Pow!
He's basically just like, who's this guy? And he's just taken down, elbowed right in the schnoz.
You don't have to run. I got enough donuts for everybody. Oh, God.
Oh, and it is brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, and this scene feels like it goes on for a long time, but maybe in like about a minute, he's destroyed the entire police department.
Yeah. Well, it is just in like a big trailer home, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he breaks his way out, goes into the street and just punches some poor kid
in
the face.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Before Grand Theft Auto was a thing.
Yeah. Grabs his dirt bike and he's off.
Now, this chase that ensues, I was saying to Eric and Becca while we were watching it, I'm like, this is a very fundamentally simple chase. There's not a lot to it, but it's just, it's a really nice chase. Like, why do we have to fuck these up today? Like, this is just, it's two guys driving. Occasionally you see their faces, do a few very simple stunts. Everything looks like Stallone did it on a bike, even if that was a stunt double.
I actually have that in my notes as well. Like a car chase where like, it's literally just one vehicle chasing another, little swerves and some nice moves, but like nothing's flipping, nothing's exploding, at least not yet. it's very simple, very realistic.
I mean, this franchise fucks us up two movies later, and with Stallone on the horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm not talking later on, shit goes south.
But then he had to make sure that you knew it was actually him on the horse.
Yeah. But, like, this chase right here, I was like, this is just what we need to do. I could watch this all day.
We both require the same tranquilizers to go to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
We both get the same hormones to wake up in the morning.
And the sheriff, whose car is just being shaken apart as he's taking it more and more where it's not meant to go. It's like, your car is not a dirt bike. It cannot go through these areas.
It's not going to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get this vagrant.
Yeah, and he's jiggling like Chris Farley inside this thing. Like he's just shaking about. Like, he's obviously discombobulated. And like an asshole, he just slides off the side of the road in a very sad but satisfying.
It's like, you gonna tip over? Oh, is it gonna do it? Is it gonna tip? Is it gonna tip over?
It's like that one in life where you keep thinking you're like, oh, damn it. Okay, well, it's over. No, well, it's not over. Oh, we're still going. Oh. And then the horn's going when he flips. And it really looked like they were like, all right, we're just gonna push this off the side of the road, and whatever happens, happens.
Probably is what
he said. When that car started rolling over the side of the hill, I was laughing so hard. I instantly was pushed right out of Rambo and into that video of that little bulldog that would run up the hill and roll down on purpose. It's just like, let's just go completely sidewise to some physical comedy for no apparent reason.
That bulldog is the animal version of Brian Dennehy.
Wow. I had some issues with my pen at this point. So, like, I don't see how Rambo fell off his bike. Like, I didn't see what happened there. But he's off his bike. And then, like, Brian Dennehy makes like he's going to chase Rambo up a rocky slope. I'm like, you know you're not going to run after this.
Joe, I'd rather let 1,000 criminals get away than chase them.
Yes. Chief Wickham style. Like, hold on. I think I forget my permit in my glove compartment.
he's taking off into the woods now. I don't quite remember how we get over to this point, but somehow like the rest of the team shows up with dogs.
Well, because he stops for a little while because he has to let the adrenaline wear off, and you know, like he has a little that weird like kind of cry, kind of angry thing he does, and then he's like, I need to make myself a sick poncho.
Yeah, gotta make a poncho out of a homo sex sheet. Like, what?
Not,
hobo. Okay. Wow. I would like to apologize. I would like to apologize.
Now, in fairness, we do not know the sexual orientation.
Yeah,
of those
I don't
hobos.
Know. I don't know that. It's hobos, is what I meant to say.
Also, this audio slip up brought to you by not having Doritos. So, Doritos, if you'd like to sponsor us, we could really use it.
Ladies
a bag.
And gentlemen of the listening public, I would like to officially announce my resignation from the Boring Podcast and apologize to anyone that I offended.
Next week.
I'm sorry you felt that way.
Next week there will not be an episode.
There he is.
Hashtag change the channel.
Well, I was going to say, next week there isn't going to be an episode as we all attend sensitivity training because of Rob.
I was going to say, that's why we're testing Beck out as Rob's replacement.
Can you edit?
Listen, my best friend is a homosexual poncho, so...
Put the shovel away, Rob. You can't get much bit deeper now.
I'm telling Matt.
That's going to be so pissed.
Where's this poncho?
Wait, because Rob has another best friend?
Yeah.
Or because Matt's been outed as a homosexual poncho?
No, he's been off making babies. Listen, he hasn't been around. I found someone new.
Rob's been lonely. He ran crying through the woods.
To the goddess.
Yeah, and just found a piece of canvas.
Yeah, found the first.
I verified that it was indeed homosexual. Yeah. I carved a poncho out of it. By that I mean I cut a hole for my head to go through.
And a piece of twine. There's a piece of twine involved.
There's another hole into it, but let's not go there.
Yeah, there's another hole too, yeah.
Yeah, but
let's not kid ourselves.
It's okay, there's a hole in the sheet.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'm upset and hurt that none of you noticed and said anything about it.
Well, you haven't introduced us to him yet.
I've been wearing it the whole time.
Rob, I try not to look at you whenever possible. Also, you really should plug the hole up when we come over.
Hey, Joe. What's that? Why don't you plug the hole up?
Oh, man.
So
I would like to announce my resignation from the 4AM podcast.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the 4AM podcast. We will not be returning ever again. Oh, God. All right.
So
it's just going to be Tony and Brian arguing the rest of the time. It's on you.
Pretty much. Yep.
So, I mean, I know time is supposed to have elapsed, but the sheriff might as well have just thrown a capsule on the ground and all of his, like, lackeys and a guy with Doberman pinchers emerge from the smoke because, like, they're just right here.
So, like, he's not, like, a police officer of any form. He's just, like, the local crazy man who has dogs. Which is, like, I guess just... You know, Crazy Joe, the dog owner, lives in the neighborhood.
You need dogs that'll kill a guy? I got dogs that'll kill a guy.
Now, that guy's been living for this moment, though.
Yes.
He's like, oh, my time has come. Because he's pretty old, and he's out running all these cops. He's like, come on, we get this dude.
Moe, Larry, and Curly were raised for this and this alone.
Those were the dog's names, weren't they?
Probably. So they go off into the woods after him. They chase him to this big cliff.
Like, I'm getting a friggin' asthma attack just thinking about running up this hill.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I'll go back to police station. We can spray me with those again. That's fine. Whatever.
But there was... Wait, didn't the, like, brief montage of him setting up his camp happen before this or no?
No.
No.
No, this is shortly after. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
First we see this cliff, which like it starts panning down and about halfway I was just like, oh no. kept going. Well,
that is how Washington is though.
Oh yeah. I just like damn.
You're just walking along and all of a sudden it's like there's no earth anymore.
But it was literally like my mindset was just like, oh, it's a cliff and he's gonna have to jump to the water. Like, oh, no, that's too far.
That's basically just a
puddle. Oh, we're still going. Yeah. Oh, we're still going. Oh, that's instant death.
And so he starts climbing down. Freaking, what's this guy's name? Crazy Galt over here shows up on the helicopter.
Yeah, at this point, I believe he's like one eye's messed up because he got elbowed in the face a few too many times or whatever.
Well, because Rambo, when he was distributing beatings, he kept going back to Galt, and he'd be like, I'm going to beat him for a little while, then beat up the guy trying to help him, then go back to beat up Galt. And then,
well, because he knew Galt was the worst.
Galt was the worst.
Yeah. And speaking of being the worst, he's just like, all right, it's murder time.
Yep.
Well, the sheriff's like, look, don't kill him. We need him alive. Don't kill him. Galt's like, fuck you. I do what I want. It's my sniper rifle. I do what the fuck I want.
He hurt my eye. All right. Yeah. I'm going to shoot this guy.
I didn't hear exactly what he said, but basically the helicopter pilot's like, look, dude, this is dangerous as hell. And he's like, I will kill you.
Yeah.
It's like crazy updrafts or something.
I'm going to kill you.
No, yeah. He says, the guy's hanging onto the edge of the cliff or whatever. Like, there's nowhere he can go. You don't have to keep doing this. And he says, if you don't hold this still so I can shoot him, I swear to God, I will kill you.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck you, dude.
I'll tell you what, how about we land?
Well, I believe at this point, the three of us that watched it together, we're just like, well, I'm just going to tip this helicopter a little bit and see you go falling out because whatever.
You'd be like, hey, chief, are you wearing your seatbelt? No? All right. Yeah. Whoop.
Dangerous conditions.
So this pilot's freaking out, rightly so, because he's in this super dangerous position for a helicopter to be in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rambo, he's hanging the cliff, and Eric actually made a very
cliffhanger.
Clever, yeah, he made that joke.
Oh. But which, he didn't know he made it.
Yeah, by Eric's standards, I was like, that's pretty clever, because that is a movie, and he's like, oh, I didn't know. And I was like, yeah, of course you did.
With the what?
I don't know. By accident, he pulls one off.
Yeah, because didn't he go, you said, oh, that's quite a cliff, and then Brick says, hanger.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And they're like, hey, good call. That's another Stallone movie. He's like, for real?
We had daylight in here, too.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
So, now, I was going to complain about, like, Stallone should have died in this jump, but, like, this thing was brutal as hell.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Yeah, at least they didn't pussyfoot it too much.
Yeah.
He's about to get shot, so he's got nothing to do but jump.
Looks like I'm
going. See, like, I thought this tree keeps staring at the tree the whole time.
Yeah.
So I thought he was climbing down far enough where he can jump to the tree and then climb down the tree. I don't think he's just going to throw his whole body at the tree and just, like, figure, oh, it's soft enough. Like,
I mean, who knows? That might have been the original plan. Yeah. He just had to jump to it a little faster than he intended.
I think that was the idea, but yeah, it was just like, oh, the time's out. What am I going to do?
Oh, that's right. I'm not a squirrel. Oh.
Because today, there'll be a fucking cart full of hay down there, and he'd just swan dive into it and be fine.
Yep.
Well, I expected him, again, to hit the river and just be okay, which still, not how that would work, but how it works in movies constantly.
4 inches of water.
Well, that's the other thing. But no, he hits every branch on the way down and just fucks himself up.
Galt's like, you know what? Still got to kill this dude.
Yeah. I think Brian mentioned that Galt had a really good shot, but apparently Stallone does too, and just chucks a rock at this helicopter, mm-hmm. and it's enough to send him off, and this dude comes tumbling out.
The helicopter pilot's like, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
This dude's throwing rocks. Mm-hmm. I didn't sign up for rock throwing.
Yeah.
And hard enough to break the windshield too.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, well, you know.
Screw this. But Galt comes flying out, falls to his comical death. Mm.
No puppets. I was a little disappointed.
What?
No puppets falling.
You want to see something?
Is a dummy?
At the ground.
I think that was actual guy?
That's not the same, though. Rob needs a puppet.
Yeah. I think it was an actual stuntman just falling into
it could be.
Either way, like...
I wanted to see some arms flopping.
I think this is supposed to be more tragic, but you're just like... Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Good riddance.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope to burn in hell.
Now I have a gun.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
And a jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stallone takes a moment to just suck his soul out before he dies, I guess.
No more gay ponchos for me.
No, he's still
on. He's keeping that.
I'm a chibu.
I'm not getting rid of
I'm a little warmer now.
I'm not getting rid of my homosexual
poncho. I'm getting a warm place for me and my gay poncho to stay.
I'm just thinking of friggin' just Eric Estrada. Just.
What? Why?
Punch.
Oh.
Just Stallone and him.
You know what?
Like he's hanging off Stallone's back.
Just getting married in Vegas.
Draw that. Please draw that. Yeah. Someone draw that.
No. Also, maybe don't. If Eric Estrada voiced the poncho, I'm down for that. Mm-hmm. I'm the homo poncho. I don't know what he sounds like.
See, now, back in the day, Rambo, before he leveled up and just had the power to burn gunpowder through a tunnel in his own flesh and be perfectly fine afterwards, he had to actually stitch his flesh closed, which he just does in full graphic detail. We get to watch that.
This is also, I think, well before the fifth one where he just uses his laser eyes to weld it shut. I'm assuming that's how it goes.
Or Rambo X when he was in space. They cloned him in the future.
With the nanites.
Yeah, the nanites.
Just him and the leprechaun and Jason up there.
God. Actually, I would like to see that.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. You got my money.
Going to space, I think the Fast Critters? And Furious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the next
Critters and Sharknado. Let's throw them all.
So Rambo's basically, he walks back out. I mean, they're all looking at him from the top of the cliff. And he's just like, yeah, that wasn't my fault. Yeah. That was on that guy.
It.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, he comes out with his hands up. And the dude's like, it looks like he's trying to surrender. And he's like, I didn't do that. I don't want to get blamed for that. Let's call this a draw. Yeah. And they're like, freeze! Don't move! It's like, he's not moving. Like, don't do anything. He's like, I didn't do this. Yeah, and they're like, don't move. Like, I didn't do that. Don't move. Like, we get it. Like, what is happening here?
The guy has to shout that out so that when they shoot at you, they have plausible viability.
Yeah.
They have to shout, he's coming straight for us.
Sure enough, one of his guys is just like, fuck it, we're shooting him.
Yeah.
This is before dash cams and YouTube. They're doing whatever the hell they want.
And then, like, everyone else is like, oh, he's shooting, then I'm shooting.
But... I don't know.
Which, in fairness, that practice we still have today.
Yes.
Yeah. David Caruso, I
74 bullets.
Yeah.
He was coming right for us.
Yeah.
I saw him wielding that wallet.
I think he was on those bath salts.
Could have been anything. Know what was in that bag of Skittles.
His sex are all true.
Sad moment. So, he's just like, well, fuck it, I'm out. He gets kind of shot in the eye or something. What? I don't know
why he covered his eye.
No, I think he was just like...
He was genuinely surprised that they opened fire at him.
Yeah, I think he was just like, all right, I need to leave. Oh, my face. You shot me right in the head and I'm still alive. Excuse me.
I think something hit him in the head. I don't know what or how. But
it might have been debris from when a bullet hit the ground.
That could be.
It might have been a thought.
In all likelihood.
Gets one of those every once in a while.
Like, this is where his gear changes. Yeah. He goes from like, I'm on the run, to now I'm hunting these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, and this is when the sheriff, it's like, okay, one of your guys is dead now. He has beaten up your entire police department. And now you find out he's also a former Green Beret and a Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man I'm going to chase in the woods.
Yeah. Well, we also have this... we also have this recurring problem I had where they're like, I don't know if they don't have walkie talkies or what the deal is. They're not getting a hold of this other dude.
They do have radios.
And this guy's like, you know, oh, this dude's dead. And like, oh, we got to get him for that. And it's like, is anyone talking to the helicopter pilot at all?
The helicopter pilot's like, that's a wrap on my team.
I'm gone.
But you got to send me to jail. That's fine.
But that's the thing. Like, he just left. He didn't even bother to report in that an officer died or anything. Just like, fuck it, guys. I'll see you back at the bar.
Not my chair, not my prop.
I told him to put a seatbelt on. He didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
This is where Stallone goes from prey to predator.
Yeah. It is a prototypical predator sort of breaks out here.
It really is.
And yeah, I know like the sheriff's like, all right, I got the dogs, you know, so he can't get far. But it's like, what is your plan when you find him? He has a gun now.
Yeah. You couldn't handle him before.
Yeah.
Makes you think you can handle him now. But I guess now he's got the bloodlust because he's like, he took one of our own, even though he clearly didn't. Whatever. He thinks he did, or he wants to think he did, or whatever.
And Mitch is basically like, you know, that guy's blood is kind of on your hands.
Yeah.
And Sheriff freaks out. And he's just like, he knocks Mitch's hat off. He's making him look at
Galt's
dead body.
Beats him like the redheaded stepchild that he is.
I mean, proper ginger treatment, but...
He literally rubs his nose in it. Yeah. Just see that? That's one of ours.
That's why I think of your morals.
Yeah. So they go chasing after him, but he's set up these Home Alone / Predator style traps. Whatever you want to call them.
Well, in fairness, totally in the Home Death Alone Wish episode, 3? We did say, like, I want to see a variant of this where, I forget if it was Kevin or the criminals was played by Rambo, but if it was Harry and Marv going after Rambo, that would not go so well.
No,
I just remember being impressed with how fast he could build all that stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was impressive.
Basically they finally get down the cliff. Now, in fairness, though, he did have a while for them to get down that cliff.
They went back for the dogs and everything, right? So,
well, yeah, well, that and they had to get the dogs down the cliff and all that. So now,
Think they just threw them off one at a time and one guy was down at the bottom catching them?
Yes, that's exactly how they did that because I want to catch a Doberman pincher. tossed off a 100-foot cliff.
All right, now don't let him wiggle. He's going to be real scared now.
Don't mind a little urine. It's bound to happen.
Don't worry about what you do with your arms. He's just going to bite right onto your head.
Just hold him. Hold him away from your face.
Keep him away from her face and your genitals. You'll be fine.
And I love this because they're tracking him down, and like this crazy guy with the dogs. I think his name's Orville. He's like, all right, we got him. He's right near. And they see a jacket, and they're like, oh, that must be him. And this, like, scarecrow-looking thing over here.
I am the Dwed Pilot Lover.
Because he's obviously just going to stand there.
Yeah. I've done such a good job running till now. I think I'll just stand here and wait.
Rambo's like, I got 3 bullets. He's like, all right, well, fuck these 2 dogs and the guy that can handle the dogs.
Oh, these poor dogs.
So the sheriff, though, he's pretty smart. He's like, all right, well, he's out of ammo now. No, he sends the other dog anyway. He's like, well, we got another dog. We might as well send that to die, too.
Yeah, it's expendable.
Yeah. And then you hear a very sad doggy getting beaten up noise.
Went off to join the expense.
Yeah. So then the sheriff's like, well, he would have just shot the dog, so he's got to be out of ammo now. And I'd be like, motherfucker, that was kind of our last advantage over this dude.
Yeah.
Like, now that, you know, we can't track him, he's like, we should just go home.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of understand this, but the idea of, you know, like, oh, he's clearly out of ammo. Like, he's still killing things. Like, he's still a threat. So let's not forget that.
I mean, are you confident that you will kill him before he takes one of your guns?
Which, spoiler alert, you will not. But yeah, so they continue to track him down and it just goes poorly.
This is like all the things that they tried to do to the Predator actually working.
Right.
Because the Predator is not an elite killing monster. It's some dumb rednecks.
So, like, they decide to stand 50 feet apart from each other, just so, you know, they're kind of hidden from each other by the bushes.
Yeah.
And then just walk forward. It's a great plan. Just walk forward.
Let's split up. We can do more damage that way.
Rambo's like, I like you, David Caruso. I'm just going to put a knife in your ass.
Yeah. Like, I thought he put it in his butthole at first.
For a hot second, I thought he did too.
But no, it was the back of his leg.
Yeah.
Good thigh shot, just enough to take him down so he's not doing anything.
Yep.
Except for making the most noise anyone has ever made.
Oh, yes. Yeah, in fairness,
if that happened to me.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. Like, I'm not.
I would be yelling.
I'm bleeding.
I would be yelling right at that chief. I would just be like, you motherfucker. Look, I told you this would happen. Look what happened to me. Yeah.
But if I was in the woods, I would have just had my hands up. Like, all right.
Yeah, be like, look, they're telling me to walk forward. I don't want to do anything.
I don't have a gun.
Yeah, I'm looking straight down at the ground. Yep. You do what you got to.
Don't remember what you look like. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm leaving my Subway club card here. It's full.
Yeah.
Here's my lunch.
I heard you wanted something to eat.
There's a coupon for a free drink at a Cumberland Farms of your choice.
$5 off Baskin Robbins if you're looking for something after.
So now David Caruso basically gets off the best of any of these guys.
He sure does.
He doesn't kill any of them, but none of them
fuck their days up.
None of them are really going to be the same after this.
No.
All right.
I guess the guy who gets off the best is the one that had his nose broken because he's back at the car.
Yeah, that's true. So like he's just like jumping off of trees onto these guys.
He does like a Lucha Libre cross body onto that one dude.
So he legit just strings one guy up to a tree.
Yep.
Stands in front of him until, was it the chief?
Yeah, it was someone else, I think.
No. At that point it was the chief because he was the last dude. Like one guy gets that, whatever the spiked branch.
Oh, I haven't got
no,
there
no,
yet.
No. Not there.
Yeah, it's not the chief. It's the other.
Yeah, the second guy he gets at, he ties him up. Stands in front of him. The big fat guy shoots at Rambo.
Shoots
Rambo moves, but shoots the other guy. Just, I got him! I got him! And chases him, and then he gets the shit in the leg. Yeah,
the team killer gets the stick in the legs.
Yeah.
But it's not even like stupid like bullet dodge. He's like, I know how long it's going to take you to raise that gun and fire at me. I'm just going to step out of the way, and you're just going to keep shooting because you're stupid.
And oh, it sucks for that dude so bad. He's just standing there like, everything below my waist is a disaster. Right
now. Yeah, so yeah, this dude's that's walking.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see my downstairs mix up.
Yeah, he has given him a downstairs mix up.
It really is. This. He turned his Audi into an innie. So like he's walking along and this friggin' branch with all these spikes comes out. Right in the nerds, man. Whoa. Just, oh. And I'm pretty sure that dude just says, kill me at some point.
I think so. I wasn't sure if it was more a kill me or help me, but.
No, it was a kill me.
It's probably a kill me.
I know which one I would be saying. Yeah. Like, just.
Well, that's the help he wanted. He's like, help me, yes. Kill me.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Like, if Malcolm Reynolds were here, he would have just shot that guy from across the woods. Just be like, I did him a favor.
But, yeah, it's because it's this somewhere around here where this other guy gets strung up.
Mm-hmm. We don't even see what happens. He's just tied to a tree.
Well, we kind of see what happens because, like, the sheriff's going after him and he's behind him. Pistol whipped. And then, he gets whipped in the back of the head.
Oh, I think I missed that part.
But yeah, like then he's just got this rope tied around his neck, like real tight, almost hanging him, but not quite. And then as the sheriff goes to help him out, like Rambo's right in front.
Give him a carotene.
Wow. So yeah, Rambo's just like, look, all your boys are done. I have a knife to your throat. Give this up.
I could have killed all of them,
but
I chose not to. I can still kill you right now. But I'm choosing not to.
Oh, fat check, gut check time. What do we think?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That's
just melting.
Yeah.
They're all very.
Yeah, I think it's.
I'm sure you're fine. Just stuff it in your mouth and forget about it.
It's all right. Like, yeah, it's probably fine.
Fat check quote of the day: stuff it in your mouth and forget about it.
It's chocolate.
That's fat chat life.
Yeah,
that's how you live.
White, that's white from stuff on too. It?
Yeah.
It's just extra protein. That's how she got.
Becca just earned her membership card.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But where
well, no, you missed her steal Tony's snack. That's what she got. Well,
yeah, that too. Yeah.
She just totally took a Reese's peanut butter egg right out from Tony's hand.
He didn't say shit.
I try to keep the podcast going, but yeah. You know.
I didn't eat it until I was, sure like, that he had another one in
she
line.
Was like,
otherwise, I would have shared.
Here's all your snacks are done.
Here's the thing. I
could have killed them. I could have killed them all.
There's
just
still,
let it go.
There's still two peanut butter sandwiches in there?
Well, I already had one of them. I'm working.
It's because it's not within arm's reach of me. That's why they still exist. What is this?
Oh, I see you also snuck a Nestle Crunch.
Yeah, you put that right in my
there.
Hand. That's fine. I'll take that.
I was just under the assumption that
you basic bitch.
All snacks I have for the rest of this podcast would have to be run by Becca to see how desirable they are first.
Can I keep this or
yeah.
Border Patrol?
Was that? That doesn't look good. You keep it.
All right.
So,
but wait. I just want to quickly, let's not forget, he also says, in the city, you are the law. In the jungle, I am the law. Just wanted to throw that in.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Are you done?
You know who's not done? Sheriff.
I'm not done.
Well, even though he has a good like crying fit, which is a perfectly justifiable response. Yeah. What just happened to him?
I honestly thought that this would be the end. The sheriff would leave. Stallone would go out into the woods. And that's how Bigfoot was born.
or you would think this is also be like the point where, you know, higher authorities get involved and the sheriff's just like, you know what, guys, we shouldn't keep doing this shit. But they go anyway because they're stubborn and stupid and they need to learn on their own. But no.
I mean, that happens, but he's the one.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's because the sheriff is like, fuck that. I'm getting this guy.
Yeah,
I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
No vagrants in my town.
He's a weirdly, like, he's a man of principle. He's like, this guy has to be brought to justice, even though I have made him a problem.
Yeah, this guy has to be brought to justice for the crimes he did not commit.
Yeah.
And I find it very interesting. Not only do we have all these piddly little cops trying to deal with something that they know for a fact is out of their level, we've got this random hunting party with children.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Got to not. They don't. They know that not only is there just something happening, that one kid had a very visceral interaction with Rambo and. It looks like they decide to continue to go check out what the heck is going on with this whole thing. I'm like, yeah.
This hard hunting party, like, who are they? Why were they there?
I think they were just hunting in the woods.
Yeah,
but They said in a scene prior to this, we have all exits covered. Why would you let a hunting party just go also, wandering off?
Maybe yeah. They were already there.
Also, like,
bushwhacking yeah. for no reason.
Hey, the newscaster, he's reporting the wrong news, but he flat out said Rambo has killed, you know, at least one cop.
Yeah.
It's like, so yeah, I'm going to bring my son to that.
Yeah, there are, that's the thing, there are now, yeah. there are authorities all over these woods looking for this dude. You would think one of them would either say, like, hey, hunting party, you need to go home. Or someone invited this hunting party to go looking for Rambo with, like, a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either way, this is ridiculous. But, yeah, that kid almost dies.
So, Sheriff's like, all right, you know, I could just be like, all right, National Guard, that's your problem now. And you would think somebody would have stepped in and been like, yeah, that didn't go so well, what you just tried. You just got your whole department pretty much, you know, unable to do their jobs now. So your town doesn't have law enforcement right now.
You know how most of you can't use your legs now?
Yeah.
Do you want to... You want to leave it there, or do you want to keep going?
I mean, he literally tore one of your guys a new asshole. Possibly two of them, depending on how that stick went.
This is when they contact Carl Weathers. Yeah. He brings in Dutch and his team.
Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting movie.
That would be amazing. Is this okay?
No, can it's I eat permissible that? For you to have
okay.
that.
Okay.
So... That should be like a diet plan now. Becca just follows you around.
I would be in much better shape. I'm sure I would be in much better shape.
Just letting him have fudge rounds. That's not a good diet plan.
Yeah. Well, no, but.
Well, it's more just the fact that I didn't want that. Yeah. So he's allowed to have
in this
it.
Case.
I shared one on Facebook the other day. It's the dude who plays Bolt to Tony.
Yep.
Just chasing you around.
I saw that. Just
beat you up until you lose weight.
Is he the juggernaut bitch?
They just sick a football hooligan. And that guy took 6 bullets in one sitting.
Ugh.
Anyway,
good motivator.
They call out the National Guard. And this movie is not very kind to the National Guard and its portrayal.
It's not terribly kind to anybody. I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't know anything about the people who wrote it or who filmed it or produced it. So I don't know any motives that they have in their personal life. And I'm like, are they trying to mock law enforcement more? Are they trying to mock the National Guard? Like, who?
They like the army.
They do like the army.
The colonel
clearly.
Gets portrayed well.
We're kind of doing the, you know, we're going to one-up each other, but in different ways. It felt like someone else was doing this scene entirely.
Yeah.
Like... you know, where does the colonel keep his army? In his sleeves? That's this army. They're this National Guard or whatever. Because they were a... No, seriously, like, they were a comedy troupe.
I know Becca knew it.
Why was Becca not?
Yeah, I was counting on her knowing that. This was like a comedy troupe named after that joke, all right? That's what this was.
Yeah, they treat the National Guard in a very comic, like, doofy F-troop
we
kind
get
of
warriors.
Sense. And then, but the cops are just these horrible things. They are just a blight upon humanity.
Well, yeah, the cops are just terrible, but the National Guard here is just like someone got a stand-up troupe or an improv troupe in the local town and was just like, how would you guys like to be in this movie?
What's interesting, though, is before the Gulf War, I mean, a lot of people thought of the National Guard like that. Between the Gulf War and their responses to several serious weather events, like, earned the National Guard a lot of cred. But before then, people really did just kind of think of them as, you know, weekend warrior fill-in troops.
Oh,
that
2 weekends
worth
a month?
Yeah. I mean, in reality, they're better trained than most military in the world.
I know a few, and they're badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
this National Guard, though, in this movie, not badass. This does not go well.
I feel like this was probably, and I don't know, I'm just saying, but it feels like it was written by a Vietnam vet who was really, you know, salty after being treated like dirt when he got back from the war.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he sees the National Guard as, oh, well, they weren't there. They don't know. And these cops, they suck because they weren't doing anything to help. And
well, and when they came back, you know, from Vietnam, nobody wanted them. Nobody cared about what they did
but
there.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like most of the movie is that. Like, it's him dealing with the cops, and it is very much how, you know, a vet might have viewed, like, all of society kind of shitting on them or whatever. But these guys were straight out of Weekend at Bernie's. They were just something else entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous.
So Colonel Troutman shows up. And I'm going to sum up the conversation he has with the sheriff where he's like, how big do you think Rambo's dick is? The sheriff is like that, and he's like, no, stretch your hands out further.
Further. Keep going.
Keep going.
Tell you what, you hold one hand out. Hey, yeah. You over there. Stay over there. Hold one hand out.
I'll tell you when to stop.
Oh, so big.
Yeah. So...
I'm now picturing like the five cops standing line to line with their arms stretched. Like,
you guys got a fire hose around here?
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. Well, Rambo's very familiar with that fire.
When you hosed Rambo down, you're just lucky he didn't hose you back.
Oh, oh Jesus.
So, yeah, the. Colonel Troutman's like Rambo's hype man here. He's like, look, this motherfucker is so badass. Like, you're done. You're just done. Just give up. They're like, we trained him on everything. He eats things that would cause goats to puke.
If you had actually taken him to that Waffle House, he would have eaten it and been fine.
Yeah, he would have eaten the whole Waffle House. Yeah.
But like, I feel like care. like this whole bit, like he's doing, the scene he's doing, makes the end like that much more like heavier. Because it's like, you know, you're so badass, all the shit. Like, yeah. At the end is the end. He's like, oh, maybe we should have done other things too.
All right. Yeah. You're still throwing the ball around. Yeah. No, but he has the line, I didn't come here to save him from you. I came here to save you from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, badass. This guy, he goes to Waffle House. He goes in the bathroom. He leaves the stall unlocked.
Yep.
He doesn't care.
He when they ask him what he wants, he just says, surprise me.
He licks the plate clean and comes out disease free.
Yeah. So, yeah, Troutman is like, look, you guys, this is not going to go well for you. He has a bunch of cool lines in here, though.
Yeah, I don't even remember half of it, but the idea is that Rambo is badass and should not be fucked with.
So, Sheriff, for a second, you're like, I think his heart might have grown like one size because he's like, all right, well, why don't we let you try to talk him down? In reality, though, the sheriff's like, why don't we let you talk to him so we can find out where he is and sick everybody on him?
Yeah. And they do. Like,
and it's funny because the colonel's like, how about this? How about you just intentionally leave a little gap in your line that he could slip through? He's going to show up somewhere. And we'll arrest him, you know, when he calmed down and doesn't think he's in Vietnam.
Yeah. Stops having flashbacks and thinking he needs to hunt you down.
Maybe I could find and talk to him somewhere.
When he resets his murder clock.
Yeah. I could. When the bloodlust subsides. And sheriff's like, rah, 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 rah. You can't do that.
Yeah. Once he starts seeing colors other than red again, we can maybe have a little chat.
Yeah.
Once his erection dies down.
Yeah. Sheriff's basically like, what are you, a hippie? Like, he's.
Some kind of queer.
Yeah. It's like, we got to get at least five more people killed by this guy. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I got tons of men to throw at him.
He's actually been killed.
Like, Gaul killed himself.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody's been killed by John Rambo, I should say. His body count is zero at this point.
But like the colonel's like, he's trying real hard not to kill you guys, but you know, if you keep cornering him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a survivor through and through. He's going to do what he has to do. That was a nice rhyme that I didn't even plan.
Even if that means going through.
Ooh, next level.
Ooh.
I feel like that should be like a Three Doors Down song. Somewhere. Like just some rampant butt metal.
Well, you are a loser.
What?
That's a Beck song.
Huh? Well, it's.
Oh wait, no, there is. Not, yeah, there is a Three Doors Down song. Yep, too. I forgot about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's probably for the best. Yeah.
And Brian wins this particular contest. Let's get to our comedy troupe here.
Hold on, we get a random interlude while the colonel's talking of just Rambo just jumps out of a tree with a fucking spear and just murders a boar.
Kills a pig.
Yeah. Well, he's getting food.
Yep.
Gotta eat. Man's gotta eat.
Which made me think I wanted to splice that into the scene in Jurassic World where like they let the pig into the corral and like the guy falls in the cage. You just see Rambo come out with the spear and Chris Pratt's gotta like stare him down.
Or the scene from Predator where Bill Duke just jumps in and starts stabbing the shit out of the pig.
I would also like it if it was just Rambo jumping in after the pig and you see the raptors show up and then it just cuts him walking out with that chunk of meat over his shoulder. Like, raptors, good eating.
So, anyway. Rambo, He goes to his mine. He's got his little cave. He's got like a pretty tight living situation going there.
He's like, I can live here forever now.
My home.
Yeah.
That's when the colonel calls him over the radio, and he finally gets him to call in, and he's like, look, man, you don't really have a chance here. Why don't you turn yourself in? He's like, they drew first blood.
That asshole fucked with me first.
They started it.
Just wanted something to eat.
The rest of me was walking down the street, looking for something to eat, trying to touch the little kids.
I would have even taken Arby's at that point. I was just hungry, man, you know?
Some potato wedges.
Potato wedges.
I asked him for dinosaur-shaped nuggets. He said no.
So you're asking for trouble, he was like.
Called me a name.
Picture a little kid Sylvester Stallone.
We didn't even have to go to Carl's Jr. Just the dumpster behind Carl's Jr.
You could
have
gone through the drive-thru.
Just the dumpster behind there. I'll go digging through. I'll find something.
I'm right there. I'm a hunter.
I could get the wrapper.
I said it's open late. We can go.
it's like some kid trying to avoid his bedtime.
He still got some meat on the bone there. Throw in some water, you get a good stew.
Yeah, he's like, oh, just put it in a puddle, drink that.
I was like, you don't even have to get me a dipping sauce, even though I know that it's no extra charge for dipping sauce.
So
what a happy
now the C Squad is chasing him now.
So now the sheriff's like, okay, don't do anything. Just make sure he stays.
Shoot him! You got it!
Yeah. All right, open fire. Perfect.
Like, so they have him cornered in this mine or whatever. He starts shooting at him. He shoots back. Then all of a sudden, they're like, he might kill us. We don't.
He's way better at this than we are.
Imagine this.
So these guys are firing at basically at nothing. And Rambo just pops out behind the corner and sets off a perfect line of squibs across a log in front of these guys. Somehow.
Twice.
And they're like, all right, we're done. All of us are done.
Well, no. All except their leader, who's just like, you assholes, get up there and shoot him. Why isn't somebody shooting? And they're like, dude, he's going to kill us. And it's like, we got a rocket launcher. Just go.
Well, he goes to one of his guys and he's like, all right, just why don't you, we'll cover you, go in the mine. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a point where in like a actual military, well, National Guard is actual military, but like that's when the officer would point his pistol at you and be like, I will kill you if you go in there.
You do it.
Although, or you're in trouble. This movie, like, probably desperately needed some levity, so I guess that's the closest you're gonna get right now. Mm-hmm. So
this scene is pretty funny until they bring up the rocket launcher.
Like, why do they have a rocket launcher?
Well, I mean, in that era, it's common to carry that. That's called a LAW. It's a light anti-vehicle weapon. It's basically just like a high explosive rocket that you fire once, and it actually deforms the rocket launcher, so you can't use it again. It's just basically a metal tube with a rocket in it, but it's designed to give you like a grenade at a distance kind of deal, and you can use it to destroy like a light armored vehicle or a truck or something.
A bunker. And they're really crazy hobos.
And they're really light, so like you can carry one around with it's just the weight of the rocket.
So
basically,
they gave it to Kurt Van Houten here.
Yeah, why the National Guard has it, I don't really know, because they're like they're dressed to fight a war here. When it's like you're hunting one guy down.
That's what I'm saying. One person.
But so anyway,
yeah. But we got it, so we're going to use it. Mm-hmm. I was like, just use a rocket launcher once I get out of the way.
Yeah. At least the guy checked that nobody was standing behind him, unlike the True Lies guys.
Yeah.
And no pelican showed up to fuck it up.
They take down the entrance of this mine. Everybody assumes that's the death of Rambo.
Classic bad guy move. They're like, he's got to be dead.
Yeah. So we're going to go on our way, except the colonel, right? It's colonel.
Well, yeah, the colonel and the sheriff show
Uncle
up.
Uncle Sam, whoever that is.
Troutman and Teasel show up.
Troutman.
That sounds like that should be an awesome like folk band.
Troutman and Teasel.
Like just a terrible attorney's office.
Yeah.
Better call Troutman and Teasel. But yeah, they show up and they're like, they're kind of like, oh, it's a shame he died or whatever. But Troutman's like, I see that smoke. I know what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, like the part that I wish came back around later is the sheriff, he starts going in on Troutman. He's like, see that? Your motherfucker's dead. You talked all this shit about that guy and he's dead. Mm-hmm. Your training wasn't shit. Everything you said about the guy is false, motherfucker. We got him. I got him, motherfucker. Like, yeah. He went off on the dude, right?
My town's safe because of me.
I was like, you guy, you think he's so cool. You think he can take all of us? Yeah, it only took one rocket, and he went down like a chump. Like, yeah, well, it's a rocket. Yeah, well,
so is everybody asshole. Else.
Like, yeah. It exploded a large area. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, your house would go down like a chump if you shot it with that.
So fast forward, Rambo ain't dead. He's further back in the cave.
Yeah, it's like. Looks like I gotta play some Pitfall now.
Some Minecraft. Yeah. I just like use my sweet poncho here. Sorry, sweet homo poncho. I'm gonna light some of you on fire and get you out of here.
That would have been funny if you started punching the log.
Yeah. I love how he's going through like lamps. And he's like, this lamp doesn't have oil in it. Smash. I'm like, what if the next thing you found was the jug of oil?
Which was,
like, yeah, asshole. He did.
Yeah, you're dead to me. You're dead to me, lamp. You had your chance.
You got my hopes up and you dashed. I'm going to smash you over the rock.
The guardsmen are posing like it's fucking Iwo Jima over here.
This group family photo.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And this mine has this weird, like, level kind of feel to it, because there's a room that's just full of rats.
Yeah.
And then there's not rats anymore. So it's just like, is that, like, the rat level?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's the rat room.
And they're attacking Sylvester Stallone. Like, he's this big, scary man on fire. Like, clearly, that's what we need to eat. Like,
they were real rats, too. Like, he threw real rats around in the scene. I bet he killed some.
Yeah, a lot of animal death here. That's not so good.
So then we see, like, Troutman's like, I'm just going to go chill in the bar. The sheriff comes up and talks to him.
Yeah, again, this carnival strip club TGI Fridays. What is...
Oh, this town doesn't have a lot of buildings. They got a multi-purpose them.
Sure.
Yeah. So he comes by and he's like, yeah, I might have kind of overreacted a little bit. I just really wanted to kill that guy.
Wait, actual line.
Yeah.
You don't understand the bloodlust I had for no, real, seemingly no reason. I just...
So, like, the sheriff has a heart. It's just, like, nothing's wired to it. Like, like whatever circuits would go there are totally bypassed.
Yeah. I am a really good sheriff when I'm not just blinded by rage.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? No, never mind. Fuck you. Like, my dick's bigger than his now. Because he ain't shit. He's dead. And, like, just leaves.
Yeah.
And Troutman's like, oh, this is not going to go well for you.
Wait till you find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rambo climbs his way through like five different levels of this cave dwelling adventure, finds this shaft up, whatever, this ladder, gets himself out, attacks a dude and gets on his truck, and he commandeers a vehicle.
He just gets in. Like, you feel for this poor guardsman driving the truck.
Yeah, he was like, yo, I'm just here because I have to be. Like, look at the road.
He jumps on the truck, and right away I'm just like, I'm sure you didn't hear that at all. Like, giant Stallone falling on the roof of your canvas truck. Sure.
He was like, please don't let that be a giant Stallone falling on the roof of the truck.
I really hope there's an avalanche starting.
I hope that's a meteor.
What was the Sasquatch?
Oh, don't you worry. It's pretty meteor. All right. That's terrible. All right, but he gets in the cab.
Don't worry. There's a hole in the poncho.
But yeah, it's like, you know, I'm taking the truck. You just get out of here. It's like, I don't want to die. Like, yeah, that's why you're getting out here.
By the way, what's in the back? M60. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's just the present I wanted. Thank you very much.
And then, yeah, the guy goes up the road, and really, Rambo should have waited a little while before he kicked him out of the truck, because the guy basically just ran, like, 50 yards and told everybody back at base what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know what he thought was going to happen here. Yeah. Like, that's
exactly
obviously...
what he wanted. He wanted a war at that point. Like,
he just didn't give a damn. So, this cop's like, I'm going to go pull over this deuce and a half. Rambo's like, are you?
First of all, we get a weird cut here because the sheriff is back at his station, which,
yeah.
By the way, his desk, we can talk
yeah,
about
his yeah. desk is pretty
oh,
awful.
Yeah, tacky. Oh, wait, to the...
There's a bobcat face stretched out over the front of this desk.
I hate to keep making this comparison, but Ron Swanson would have been like, sir, that's a bit much. Yeah.
It looked like he drove his car like screaming down the highway, hit a bobcat at full speed, and then just put the grill on the front of his desk. I can only assume it's there to intimidate people sitting on the other yeah. side.
And I believe he had Swanson's his pens desk. In an artillery shell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, but we get this weird cut where they're like, oh, Sheriff, we, you know, Rambo's still alive. We're getting reports. Rambo's still alive. And then it cuts to this police car chasing mm-hmm. after him. And I was like, is that him? Did he get there already? Like, mm-hmm. how did that? But it's clearly not.
Yeah.
So it's just weirdly edited for that.
So, yeah, basically Rambo's like trying to have a chase with this cop for a second. He's like, man, I'm like three times the size of you. It's like, you want to try to bump into me? I'll bump into you. We'll see who wins this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that.
Are like trying to shoot him. And I'm like, you could even shoot those handguns at the tires. I don't think it's going to do anything.
Probably not.
And he's just like keeps bumping into the cop car until he sees a car parked on the side of the road.
Yeah, it's not even he wins because he's a much bigger vehicle. It's because they found like the burning car from Planes, Trains, and Automobile. Yeah. And they just kind of pushed him into that.
Someone died here because this fucking thing blows up.
This explodes.
Or like rolls into the back of this other one.
And then they both just explode in a fireball.
And you know, it's movie antics like that that had me convinced as a kid until maybe, I don't know, a couple years ago that cars are just ready to explode yeah. if you look at them wrong.
Like you fuck up your parallel parking.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, it's kind of amazing that any of us, like, still drive. Because, like, you would think raised in the 80s, we'd be so afraid to get into an accident in a car.
Because we were more afraid of quicksand, that's why.
I mean,
this is like...
Maybe two to three levels removed from the Pinto scene in Top Secret, where he just dings the rear end of a Pinto and the whole fucking thing explodes.
In all fairness,
they were pretty bad.
The thing is, like, it wasn't even the police car that exploded.
Yeah,
it was the stationary car that was hit from the back.
It was like one of those crazy survivalists that was just like, I just bought a gas station full of gasoline. I'm going to drive it home in my Chevette. Yeah,
it's one of those Simpson cars that are made out of dynamite. Yeah. I mean, just that little leaf. Bing.
So I ran out of my gas can, so I had to fill the rest with water balloons. And I put them next to my nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
So you know how, like, in a water video game when you're trying to do, like, a... I'm not going to kill anything. I'm going to do a sort of pacifist kind of run. And then that you mess up on that first guy.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, well.
Yeah, might as well.
That's over.
You got to kill everything now.
Because Rambo's just like you were feeling for him. And now you're like, okay, this guy's, he's still in Vietnam. So he's like, oh, is this your roadblock? Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Smash through all that.
Well, I already got 2 stars in Grand Theft Auto, so let's go for 5. Like, whatever.
Like his whole focus now, he's like, I'm coming for that sheriff.
Yeah.
Like, that's all on his mind now. He's like, I told you leave me the fuck alone. And you wouldn't listen to me. Now it's your ass. Like,
yeah, he's like, all right, it's a gas station. We'll just go over there, get this M60. Just runs over all the gas pumps, which I'm surprised those didn't explode right away.
Joe, can you fire that one arm like that?
If you're like Stallone's size, you can. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it's meant to be like a support weapon mounted on a vehicle, but you can pick it up and use it in one arm.
Isn't that the same one he had in Commando?
Yeah. And that's the one that the guy who plays Jane Cobb had in Full Metal Jacket. Like, if you're their size, you can do that. I think there's some other way to, like, I think putting it on, like, hip firing it, like, on your leg or something that can support it, the recoil or something. There's ways for smaller guys to do it, but it's meant to be fired from a tripod or a really big man.
But yeah, so he drives to this gas station. He lights everything on fire. And at first I'm like, oh, well, Ken, this is kind of more realistic. Because we see the gas pumps are like leaking and they're just firing out like a flamethrower. And that's more accurate to how it would go. But then like the cars just start exploding one after another. Like,
is it just from the heat or like...
It's like an entire like Rambo movies full of explosions they just put in this one scene.
Yeah.
But again, these cars are just made out of dynamite. Like the back of that car just keeps exploding.
Yeah, because I was on board when the gas station blew up. I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, why are things still blowing up?
So what it was like, this was the scene that they were like, every movie, this.
Yep. Well, I could almost guarantee they probably had a focus group afterward, and they were like, what's your favorite part? Like, explosions. Yeah. All right.
Just because, you know, after 5 minutes of it blowing up, that's all you remember that happened.
Yeah. Did you like it when he lit the fire with a gun? That's cool, but a bow and arrow would have been awesome. Like, all right.
Can a bow and arrow explode?
note for Rambo 2. Yeah. Done.
Why was he in the woods but not riding horse? What's that?
Could he kill more? Cut out the feely shit and kill more. Done.
So, he should join the Taliban
and burn his wounds closed.
So, like, the fire department basically calls the police and they're like, why are things still blowing up? Like, the rest of the cops are going over there, and Troutman's like, I'm going to get this guy. I mean, not Troutman. Sheriff Teasel's like, I'm going to get this guy. Troutman's like, dude. Like, it's just you now.
We talked about this.
What are you going to do?
I want to rub it in your face how you told all the shit to me before, saying how he was dead and you got him. But I'm going to wait because he's going to kill your ass in a minute.
Yeah.
So you earn this ass whooping.
He's like, I don't really think I'm going to be able to stop him when he gets here. So I shouldn't be here.
So Brian had a question about PA systems that he wanted me to write down to remind him of.
Oh, yeah. So at this point, the sheriff goes into his office, pulls out his PA mic, and all of a sudden the whole town hears his voice. And he's like, get into your houses.
The purge has commenced.
Yeah, like, get in your houses. Like, is that real? Do towns have PA systems?
Some do. Like near nuclear power plants, you do.
Really?
Because I know around Millstone and in New London and stuff, there's like huge speaker towers. I've never heard them go off, but supposedly they can.
But are they speaker towers or are they just like klaxon alarm towers? Because we have like towers here that just warn about, like, because they went off the other day and warned about, you know, flood potential and stuff. But I'm
pretty sure they broadcast instructions.
Okay, so there's probably just a hookup at the.
Yeah, because we were talking about that earlier when this came up, and it was mentioned the flooding thing. And it mentioned, you know, imminent flood, which means they must have a replaceable track at least, which means you do have some kind of way of getting into it, I guess.
Or, I mean, I guess it makes sense. This guy is kind of a controlled douche, so maybe he's like,
Well, this seems like a small town since he knew half the people and how much they bathed.
I mean, he's got a meatloaf-level lung capacity. He could have just yelled.
Gary, I see you exposing yourself to kids over there behind this.
I see that hole in your poncho.
Yeah, McDonald's lately.
Behind the Dairy Queen.
Cut it out.
So he does this where anyone does, on the roof.
Yeah. Well, his plan's somewhat sound. He's like, guys gotta come in. I'll be up here looking at, through the skylight. Yep. You know, I keep forgetting that Rambo's a Green Beret and, you know, we'll probably realize this.
Yeah, so he shoots the two major Transformers, which happen to be on the same block. So that's good luck. And then
it's a small town.
Yeah, he goes into this Stu Leonard's Army of Navy. Army supplies.
Okay. It's a redneck depot.
Yeah. It just sets off a big fire, exploding everything.
Well, he was making it look like he was going on a machine gun rampage over there.
Yeah.
He was going on an arson/demolition rampage.
But he's doing a good job of just like, you know, maybe I'm over here, maybe I'm over here, maybe I'm over... And like, to kind of, I guess, flush him out a bit, see which part of the roof he's on.
The thing is, like, even though the lights are out, he's still dragging this M60 around. So it's like, I can't see you, but you're like a cat with a bell on. You're like,
ching, ching, ching. Yeah, there was one point where he's just like, I'm going to stealthily go over here.
Instead of being quiet, I'm just going to make all the noise.
Yeah,
you got 60 pounds of bullets hanging around. You're like,
So Yeah, long story short, he shoots up the police station. He shoots up a bunch of stuff. He's like, fuck your town. He's like, you know, is this what you were worried about when you tried to make me walk 30 miles to the next?
I just wanted something to eat.
Yeah.
I just want to know where there was local Taco Bell. Right? Get some happy hour and cheap burritos.
What they say about self-fulfilling prophecies. You know,
potato little grill is a good deal for dollars.
Now you ain't got no restaurants.
Yeah. You only had one and I killed it. Yeah. So now the sheriff's still, it's like, I don't know if you ever hung out near chickens, but like the rooster, when he sees you, he's like, shit, I gotta keep the hen safe. And he comes up to you like he gets all big and that, but he's scared shitless because you're like 20 times his size, but he's still like, well, I gotta do it. Anyway. That's the sheriff right now, because he's like, I'm fucked. I'm done.
Randall's but like, just like me. He's like, I'm wearing steel-toe boots right now, buddy.
He's like, is that your dick wrapped around your arm? Is that real?
Is that the ammo belt? Or
are we doing this again? are you part elephant? Wow. All right. Is that a trunk? Is that a gooey duck?
So anyway. Under
your poncho?
So,
did you steal our fire hose? No.
Rambo's like, he humors the sheriff for a little while and runs around in the police station so the sheriff can get some shots off. And then he's just like, you know, fuck you, and just shoots the ceiling out from under him.
My gun is bigger than yours. It'll go through the
ceiling. Here's the question I have. If the ceiling can't withstand M60, you know, rounds, how can it withstand a Brian Dennehy?
Well, it gives up very quickly once a few holes are punctured in it.
I think the problem is the ceiling was like, I could withstand one or the other, but not both. Fuck you.
So, yeah, Stallone underworlds this guy. Yeah.
He sure does.
That is a way more believable underworld really scenario.
It's just a couple of...
The equivalent of 5 Kate Beckinsales.
Per leg.
And a much bigger gun. All right, so
yeah, so that's pretty much the end of the sheriff here. Yeah. He's down, and this is when
Troutman,
yeah. Thank you, comes in, and he's like, "Yo, like that's cool, but like you gotta stop now."
And this is where the movie goes in a totally different direction from how action movie would go today.
Way different.
It's like, hey, remember all that drama from the beginning of this movie? Here it is again.
And Rambo's like, you know, like, I don't know what to do with my life. Everything sucks. I can't, you know, deal with, like, the flashbacks. I can't hold down a job. And he, like, throws the gun away. And, like, by the end, he's just on the ground crying.
Yeah, there's a whole story about a buddy exploding. Yeah. And you can't get the memories of him off him. And
he's just picturing, trying to put his friend back together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like terrible. Like
I said earlier. And now, hate SpaghettiOs.
Oh. Bring it back.
See, you guys get it now?
I got it then, too.
You know, again.
I should have known.
Occasionally, I forget to think as terribly as Rob, and I miss that stuff.
I'm the nice one.
Like, what's the worst possible thing you could have met with that? Oh, right. SpaghettiOs.
So, now, if this were a modern movie, they might have this dialogue, but the sheriff would be doing something dickish during this point, like he'd be crawling for a gun or something like that.
He'd be going for a weapon, and Stallone would have to shoot him in the head to end this.
Yeah, like, Stallone would either shoot him in the head, or, like, if it was, like, directed by Clint Eastwood or something, like, Stallone would get shot and die.
That I would have been all right with, but...
Well, I feel like...
Actually, that almost happened.
Well, I believe... In the novel, both Rambo and the sheriff die in this scene.
Yes.
But from what I've heard in the novel, Rambo is killing everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, I believe there were like two different endings where Rambo died, which totally makes sense.
Humping Lisa's dress.
Yes. Ah. Why? Just why?
What? Good old Tommy Rambo.
No, I think one was Troutman killed him, and the other was...
Help with this world.
It's not far off of the accent. But the other was him giving himself up to the cops and just walking out and them opening fire because, you know, cops.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Rambo and the sheriff are the same character, but the sheriff was able to get a job to be in control, and that's why he's kind of so militant about how he handles the city. Mm-hmm. And Rambo couldn't, and like, so the different, it's the same kind of idea, but like different routes.
Yeah, I believe there was also some kind of thing with that in the book where the sheriff was some kind of veteran.
Yeah, I think.
Or something, and he was, like, there was a bit of a, like, part of the reason he's so against Rambo is, like, you know, well, your war got all this attention and mine didn't, or something.
Like, in the movie, he says to Troutman, he's like, do you think he's the only one who got messed up in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, he says a line aloud.
Some kind of deal with that, but.
So either way, like, the movie just, it breaks down to, like, it just, like, no one wins. That's not a happy end. This man.
Stallone has a good cry.
Once
the credits start rolling, yeah, nobody wins.
And like, we'll get to that in a second.
Like, and Troutman, he's like, I don't know what to do. Like literally, yeah. He's like, I don't know how to have feelings right now.
Well, Troutman wasn't trained for that.
Yeah.
No. And like, I'm glad that was so glaringly obvious. Yeah, I thought the ending was incredibly appropriate. I don't know anything about the novel at all, but the last thing I wrote down was no one wins, and that is exactly as it should be. Like, it's looking out Troutman being like 100% clueless is kind of
yeah. I mentioned this while watching it, but I kind of felt like it was like a go tell your mother. I don't know how to handle this. Like,
yeah. Well, the movie's basically like feelings. So. It's like viewers at home, there's a problem here. Told you about it. And then it just starts with this song.
Yeah, we're taking him out to be arrested.
Yeah.
Which all seems fine and well until Randy Gooman, was it? I don't know.
It was Dan Hill.
Dan Hill.
Might as well have been Randy Gooman.
Starts singing a song.
Who's Randy Gooman?
I have no idea.
Take Randy Newman.
Yeah.
That's all we get. I'm not paying for this.
We're not getting flagged.
Yeah. I don't even think that. I don't think any of that showed up.
So. Oh, okay.
No. So anyway, okay. Take Randy Newman, have him start singing a song, and then Newman. Blow up a can of SpaghettiOs on him. And just have him sing a song about how
I'm
sad.
Pretty
he is.
Sure he's that's like his fetish.
Sure.
No, but like, if you had Randy Newman and Garfunkel and Oates and kind of crammed them all together, you'd get Dan Hill.
It's Randy Newman. Somebody get the SpaghettiOs. And by the way, here's a long road when you're on your own. It's not a full Randy Newman day until I've had SpaghettiOs all over my mantis.
Oh, man.
And there it is.
Hook.
We roll the credits.
I love SpaghettiOs.
Also, like an
action
movie.
All over my homo poncho. Sorry.
Are we good? All right. In true, like, 1982 action movie fashion, this movie had, like, 20 people involved with this production. Yeah. It, like, credits are like, there they are, there they go.
Yeah, and the song we're referring to is the only song in the movie. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Oh, there's, like, the... There's like the cat got on the keyboard a few times.
There are scores, but there's no songs.
Well, the score is the same guy that did the Alien soundtrack. You know, it's not. Okay.
But it is essentially, it's just there's a cat on one end of the piano and you just drag the mouse across it.
But either way, that is First Blood Part 1 Rambo
SpaghettiOs Edition.
One Spaghetti-O edition. Whatever, that's First Blood from 1982. Alright, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics give this a score of 88%. Audience gave this a score of 85%. That's their thoughts and opinions. What about your thoughts and opinions / recommendations on this, Brian?
Alright, so Child Brian did not like this movie as much because... There wasn't as many explosions because Child Brian likes explosions. Adult Brian likes this movie more than Child Brian because it has a few things in it that I think you know is a good story points. And the fact that he doesn't kill anyone, I think is a bonus because it leaves more reason for the cops to not be as crazy as they are. It's like he's not killing you guys. Stop being so crazy. It makes you root for him a little bit more. So I'm a fan. You know, I'd say watch the movie. I think 85 is a little high. Personally, I'd probably give it more of an 80. But, like, no, I enjoyed it.
All right. Rob?
No, I totally recommend this movie. It's got some really solid action scenes and some actual, like, weirdly deep scenes about, you know, people that actually were involved in the Vietnam War. Like, so my dad almost never talked about his experiences there. But the few times that he did, they were like weirdly similar to the stories like that Rambo has. And so you're it caught me off guard when he started like having real talk in the beginning and the end of the movie. I started getting a little choked up about it, but they quickly moved on to making ponchos out of garbage, so it all worked out in the end. But I think it's a solid action movie, and it's short enough and it goes by quickly, so yeah, I totally recommend it.
Joe,
you already know my answer.
Becca.
Joe just wants the SpaghettiOs.
I appreciated that movie quite a bit. Having just seen it last night for the first time, I cannot compare it to my childhood self watching it. I know my childhood self wouldn't have appreciated it much at all. I don't think I would have got it. But I'm actually really surprised I did not fall apart when he started going off at the end with his monologue about putting his friends back together. I really... really was like, I was watching this, I'm like, oh shit, my eyeballs are just gonna get washed out of my skull right now. They stood in there.
I think it's because it was Stallone doing it.
I was like, okay, I was actually very thankful that it probably was exactly because it was Stallone.
This is in an era where people thought he really had acting chops. Like, he won an Oscar
if you watch Rocky, actors.
I haven't seen Rocky either.
He has some acting chops, but I think there is... In this scene in particular where he's like, he's really breaking down and like he's barely saying the story. I think part of it is like, he's really good at acting because he can barely get through the sentence. But at the same time, it's also because like we realize now he can barely talk.
I couldn't cry because my eyes were squinting so much trying to actually like hear what the hell he was saying.
Mm. Let's see, you would recommend.
I would recommend it. It's good.
Same here. The action is good, as we said. And yeah, those moments in the beginning and the end, particularly the end, like those were kind of touching. Like I think the only way I didn't like affect me more, like to keep from crying, I had to focus on what the hell was going on with Stallone's mouth.
Swallow
his own teeth.
First I confuse him with my mouth, then I punch him in his own mouth.
Like this lip is going to my right eye, and then this lip is going to my left cheek, and just
that is due to an incident when he was an infant, correct? He was born.
I don't know.
That might be.
I believe there was actually an issue when he was being delivered.
Oh.
Well, it's already been established I'm a heartless bastard, so whatever.
Compassion.
Yes. I have no compassion. I'm a monster. Mm-hmm. No, but I was worried about this getting a little too much in the feels, but it was enough. It was good, and I enjoyed it. So, yeah, recommendations for this.
You know what I really like, though? This movie, it doesn't have any of the unnecessary bells and whistles. Like, there's no, like, slow-mos and, you know, pump and butt metal. And like,
not till the end.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this...
You know, it's just, like, it does exactly what you need it to do.
Well, I was thinking this kind of, like, with, like, when we mentioned the chase scene... I was thinking very similar to Die Hard, where it's again, it's a real person in a more realistic scenario, and like it's enough. It's enough to be actually to go back to our Jurassic World thing. It's like the dinosaurs are enough. Hell, elephants are enough to be entertaining. I don't need your super monsters all the time. Like this is enough to be entertaining and keep my attention. So yeah. So this recommendation's all around for First Blood, so we're going to recommend that. First Blood, go see it. But,
the story of Sylvester Stallone's first menstruation period.
Through his homo poncho. So is that D20 fake time.
Thank you, Brian!
D20 fake time. It's time where we roll the die to see what we watch next for our list of 300 some odd movies.
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
Oh.
It's Brian's.
Let's power him up for D20 fate. D20
fate.
D20
fate. D20 fate.
D20 fate. D2. Not a one.
Wow. Not a one.
It's flirting with disaster.
It strikes again, but skipped a week. Remember what we talked about last week?
No, I forgot about it.
It was Alien 3. We talked about a much better movie that was very similar. It's 2000's Pitch Black.
Oh, shit! Okay. All
right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, Christmas present.
Little Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Little Vin Diesel. Is this his first appearance on the...
Yeah.
Well, we did Iron Giant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
So I guess his first appearance, but not his first movie with us.
That should be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I only saw this movie once, like 20 years ago, but
there you go.
Vin Diesel. I remember it
being real cool.
Vin Diesel.
I like him.
And does a hell of a commercial for sharks.
Also,
yep.
Perhaps was this brought on by a last minute talk of menstruation?
Maybe. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you think that did it?
It could have. Oh, I don't know. Goodness. I don't know. D20's funny. It plays a pivotal part in Pitch Black. Yeah.
I have forgot all about that.
Yes.
I have forgot all about that.
I have not seen this movie.
Go.
Let's not ruin it for Becca then. But, all right. So next week we got Pitch Black. But until then, what do we have for the people, Rob?
Guys, we are so glad you chose to listen to us today. We know you have many podcasts to listen to, and we're glad you chose ours. If you enjoyed the podcast, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can find all of our episodes there, including our archived older episodes, and consider subscribing. That'd be pretty great. We have a new episode every week. If you want to keep in touch with us and spread the word about the show, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at 4AM Podcast. Of course, you can reach us by email at the4ampodcast@gmail.com.
All right. So thank you all for joining us, and a special thank you to Becca.
Thank you, Becca.
Thanks, Becca.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being here.
A resident ninja.
I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, and we hope you join us again sometime. All right.
More spaghetti.
For more SpaghettiOs. So thank you all for joining us. Hope you join us next week for Pitch Black. But until then.
Deuces.
Later.
Adios.
Good night, everybody.
The D20 drew first blood.
I'm sorry, Becca.
I'm so I can't join the choir.
You can't get that from Louisiana.
Why can't you join the choir?
Join in, so I can make a weird voice and sing an upset.
Just put your lip like that and do some noise.
Wow.
Just throw out all sense of dignity and self-respect.
You're good to go.
Join in.
Well, come on, back. Are you? If we had that, we wouldn't have a podcast.
No, that's what I said.
Deuces.
I know you're actually recording.